Another thing that NAP brought is competition. So there was competition between the private retailers, but there was also competition between the state sector and the private sector. There's a quote from a paper called Retailing the Revolution about this period. It says, "Within the NAP retail economy, the state sought a place for itself, becoming a competitor that tried to gradually eliminate private manufacturers and retailers, even as it tolerated them as a temporary necessary means." The leadership not only wanted the state to continue to own and control certain parts of the economy, but it was also, NAP was part of its plan to ultimately lead to socialism. They still wanted to build socialism. And so the NAP was a temporary measure. It offered breathing space and so forth. And it also was a way that the state could allow private trade within only the confines that it wanted and begin to eliminate capitalists if they got too wealthy and to begin to try to edge out the private trade so that over time the state sector would take over everywhere. During these years of NEP, there were new laws introduced limiting certain, sometimes targeting specific capitalists and specific businesses, and sometimes just introducing more and more restrictions little by little where it could, where it thought it could get away with it. Within this framework, the private trade and the public trade were competitors, and the people and the state would take sides between them. There was a lot of propaganda to say, buy at state stores only, pushing people to try to give the state stores an advantage legally and through propaganda and in other ways in order to try to slowly work towards a socialist economy.